And all day and all night and everything he sees.
Off Seth's choice like for musical rejoins. I believe he said it's all songs that he wouldn't mind listening to riding his bicycle if there was not a stiff breeze.
Very obvious theme today, gentlemen.
This is one of those songs where you'd have to pedal not so furiously.
I'm loaded, I've been need, I've been died, I've been need.
What year was this?
I think I was maybe a sophomore.
Yeah.
So before 2000?
That's something. Gentleman who's been good enough to not just join us right now on the show, but also do his part to keep creeps and the lowest of the low separated from you and your children.
Always. He's not taking any days off from this.
Grady works this 24/7. Say what you will about the man, and you will, because he'll get you talking. He is a lightning rod for not controversy, but just conversation when it comes to law enforcement. The man produces results. He is passionate about what he does. And today, Grady Judd and his soldiers, I say, in Operation Cyber Guardian, got 16 people off the streets who wanted to travel to this area to have sex with your children. They did the undercover agent posing on the computer thing, and they not only got 16 suspects arrested, but if I'm not mistaken, Sheriff Judd, one of them was HIV positive. Is that true? And welcome to the show. Sorry that HIV had to be your introduction.
Well, do you know, it's my honor to be with you today, and I've got a whole list of just perverted, nasty individuals. And that's right. There was a fellow who was 50 years of age. He thought he was traveling to meet a 14-year-old little girl. So when he arrived, much to his surprise, he was met by undercover detectives instead of a 14-year-old child. Do you know what his username was?
Tell me.
Daddies do it better.
Are you kidding me?
That's exactly how he was trolling and out here looking for children. When we arrested him, we found out that he was HIV positive. Now, this 50-year-old man had planned to come here and engage a child in horrible sexual activity, and he was HIV positive. Of course, he wasn't going to share that with his child.
Right.
So you can see where that could have gone had it not been for our detectives, who just did an awesome job and locked him up.
Man, Sheriff Judd, tell me, in your own words, how gratifying it is to wake up, go to work, and know that on a beautiful April day, you're going to be able to get some of the worst, if not the worst element of humanity, off the streets and processed into the system instead of the alarming amount of creeps like this who do end up finding kids to hook up with.
Well, you said it exactly right. My detectives that do this are simply the very best in the business. Anywhere you look in the nation, these folks are the best. And when I know that they're standing in the gap between good people and bad people, and they're keeping unsuspected children from being victimized, that's awesome. And here's what happens. These guys have a lot of charisma and personality. They groom these children. They look for children that are lonely, that are in need of attention, whose parents are absent, or parents who are too strict. So they go in all these, not only chat rooms, but these game rooms where children play. In fact, one person we arrested had thought he was grooming the undercover agent, the child, for months before he finally showed up. So at the end of the day, we know how dangerous they are. And sometimes they tell us that, yes, the pursuit of the child is as gratifying as the sexual event with a child.
Oh, man, that's something to confront every day. Soul Brother Kevin, something for Sheriff Grady Judd.
Yes, when you, Sheriff, when you catch these guys in these stings like this, what is the, when they're convicted, like, what's the average length of time that they do?
They start out, we open up at 5 years and better. So they're looking at 5 years and maybe another 5 to 10 years of probation after that.
Great. Yeah, that's
and
good
that's
to know.
If they plea. But let me tell you, are you ready for another crazy one that you're just not going
to
believe?
Give it to me.
So Daniel Mola, he's 51. He shows up here vacationing from Illinois. You know why? Because his twins He's got a twin boy and girl who is 14. They turned 15 this last Sunday, so as their birthday present, he brought them here and went to all the parks. Well, on Friday night, I guess he's had a rough week with his two 14-year-olds being at the different parks, so he decides he'll relax. What does he do? He goes online and he seeks out a 14-year-old child to have sex with. Did you hear me?
I did.
He's here with his children, and he goes and tries to find another child their age to engage in sex. Well, unfortunately for him, that this person was an undercover detective, and good for us. So then we have to go back and screen his children to make sure he has not done anything inappropriate with them.
Live. Legendary lawman, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd joins us right now. And you've grown up through law enforcement. How has it been to see the evolution, if you will, of you used to worry about somebody driving along in a white van and said puppies on the side and grabbing kids, to now parents are so permissive with social media and electronic devices that they almost make it, well, they definitely make it easier for these predators to get in contact with the kids. And you guys have to work your ass off now, because it's not kid snatching anymore. It's this cyber luring where people genuinely travel to the area to try to have sex with children.
Well, you said it all. When we were growing up, I can remember our parents telling us, you know, don't go to a bathroom in a public park without one of us, meaning mom or dad, to tag along. Don't talk to any strangers in a park. When you're at the Little League field, if anybody says anything to you, make sure you come to tell mom and dad. Because, you see, there was no such thing as social media or the internet world. Today, the good news is it's easier to catch them. The bad news is it's easier for them to lure children, because they can walk boldly into your house. The sexual predators can walk boldly into your house and groom your children while you're there. And that's why we say you've got to know what your kids are doing online, or there's a potential that they're being groomed.
That is terrifying, especially for a parent of a teenager like myself. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd joins us right now. He's on the heels of Operation Cyber Guardian, which was only from March 25th to March 31st. Do you kind of feel, Grady, that it's almost like a fishing spot where you cast your net and in only 6 days you catch a good handful, 16 of these scumbags? You guys probably just get it right back out there and get it again, right?
Well, absolutely. And there are people that didn't show up this time. That we're absolutely out there still talking to now. You see, they think they're grooming us as children. And the reality is we're talking to them, that they'll show up at the next one or the next one. And you go, well, why are you talking about that on television and radio? Because they don't pay any attention.
Yeah, that's...
They don't pay any attention at all, because I warn people, leave these children alone. How about this guy from Alabama that came down here? He thought his victim was 12.
Oh.
12. And you know what he did?
Uh-uh.
On the day that we arrested him, he had just left court in Orange County over in Orlando, where he entered into a diversion program for soliciting an adult for prostitution. After he left court on that same day is when he started chatting with what he thought was a 12-year-old. And before the night was over, he was in jail. And you know what he brought to the undercover location?
All right, well, I'm going to go either candy, condoms. I see my share of To Catch a Predator. Candy, condoms, or lubricant. One of those three?
Well, you hit it pretty close.
All right.
Gummy bears, which is candy,
yep.
And strawberry milkshakes.
Oh, that's untraditional. Yeah. Man, it's so disturbing to hear these things. Like, this is real life stuff. This isn't live PD that we're watching, although that's real life stuff too. And I did want to ask you about that. Is that something that, I mean, I'm sure when you're not being a cop, you don't want to watch cops being cops. But at the same time, you ever give it a gander to see what they're doing over there in Pasco and other parts of our nation?
You know, when they started live PD, they called us to be involved in their initial season. And we didn't do that because... We think that is appropriate for some agencies and it's good for them. But But we would much rather just go after the bad guys. But Live PD does a nice job of, and I have watched it after they asked us to join. I watched it, and it's pretty remarably accurate.
That's kind of, that's really good to know. And kudos to you, by the way, for all the people out there, maybe even people on my show included, who say that you love the TV camera. For you to turn down something like that, that is fantastic. And by the way, it's terrible that John said that about you. John, don't ever say that about Grady ever again. Certainly wasn't me, Grady. But for you to turn that down in the interest of law enforcement, that's quite notable, my good man.
Well, do you know, I've been asked to do these, what do you call it, these real-time TV programs and all that stuff. I don't have time for people to follow me around all day. I've got real work to do. But you do know the most dangerous place in Polk County, don't you?
Tell me.
If you stand between me and a television camera.
It kills every time. Kills every time. I absolutely love that. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd joins us by telephone right now. Soul Brother Kevin.
Oh, well, back to the Live PD thing, Sheriff Judd. I think it's really good customer service for really good PR for policemen in general, because it shows cops being respectful, and that goes up against some of the other stuff we see in the news lately.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the news only captures the bad events. I tell folks, there are almost 1 million law enforcement officers in this nation. And on average, a police officer at work is going to have, you know, between 10 and 20, 25 contacts. So if you figure that there's about 1 million police officers, and they have 10 contacts apiece a day on the low end, that's 10 million interactions every day. And do you know what? Every now and then you're going to find some bad cop or some rogue cop. But I suggest to you that the percentages are much lower than maybe bad television reporters or bad newspaper reporters, or, you know, there's bad school teachers and lawyers and doctors, because we're all human beings and some people are frail. And law enforcement officers are no exemption to that. But when you look at the number of interactions we have and the nature of our interactions, because people don't call us to happy events, I think you would find that in our profession we have a lot less negatives that occur than in most professions. We just deal with a lot higher risk events.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, and you're certainly in the spotlight, especially in the last 2 to 3 years. Sheriff, I know you're a busy man. I always appreciate the time. You're a candid guy. You're a stand-up guy, and what you're doing to keep parents sleeping a little bit better at night, knowing that you're fighting evil, that is praiseworthy, my man, and I always appreciate catching up with you.
Well, I enjoy being on your show, and I want all the parents to know that I care for you and I care for your children, and my detectives have the passion. And they're out right now looking for these predators that are trying to find your children. And together, we'll make sure that they go to the county jail where they belong, not to your bedrooms.
That is perfect. That's where I don't want them. Oh, I'm sorry. The biggest issue of the day before we let them go, obviously, how broken up are you over the Channing Tatum divorce? Are you devastated when you found out this morning? I'm sure you needed consoling. We're all just bereft over this, Sheriff.
Do you know, I'll probably have to see my mental health therapist before the day's over.
You stay safe out there, Grady. Always good catching up, and stay safe, all right?
Talk to y'all soon.
You got it, Grady.
He's got no time for that nonsense.
Oh, man. I just wonder if he's ever having any fun. I know. I mean, catching crooks could probably be fun for him. But
that's his fun.
Does he go to a theme park and just wait in line like everybody else?
I would say, okay, if we're betting here, the last time Grady was at Disney, he probably had relatives in from out of town 20
right.
years ago.
And he
ago,
probably still was on duty.
And got talked into it. He was definitely packing. Right. And he reluctantly walked them through the parks. Mm. Probably doesn't like that. I'm only guessing.
I'm sure he's having a good time when he's pulling all these perverts off the streets.
Oh, to be able to get in front of the camera and go, hey, we cast a net and catch 16 loser scumbags who thought they were traveling here to bang kids. Yeah, that feels good. That's fun.
When are these perverts going to learn about Polk County?
Don't know. Their sickness won't even let them see it.
I don't think it's something they can learn.
No, they can. It is implanted in them that carnal, I must do this. And thank God there are sheriffs and officers like there are in Polk County and other parts. I mean,
leave your kids to go hook up with another kid. And
their age.
You know, You know, I understand that his job is to stop the crook.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how or why you became this person, or I don't know what the mental makeup of a pedophile is or whatever, and he has to stop it. But I wonder if he ever thinks it will always be a problem, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't think you can remove it.
There's nothing we can do in society to change this particular type of crime.
I don't think so.
Never, no.
You'd have to remove the compulsion from the person's brain, and I don't know how you do that. Shock therapy is not going to do, and you can't even do that anymore.
You can't?
No. But isn't it interesting the different types of sheriffs, too? Because look at Hillsborough County Sheriff, Chad Cronster.
Yeah.
Super, I love Chad. He's an awesome dude. Could not be the more physical opposite of a Grady Judd, just a different kind of dude. But they both are very effective sheriffs in what they do. That's an interesting position to be sheriff.
Well, they're both politicians.
Oh, every sheriff has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every sheriff has to be. They're just politicians in their own kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
Grady's, man, his politics would be pretty interesting.
Grady, I don't think Grady would ever leave for another job because he loves it here. But if Grady was on live PD, like if he was actually on for some reason.
Through the roof.
They'd try to pull him away from this city.
Oh, yeah. But I think he really is in it. Like, people, look, I'm the one who's taking shots at him for loving the camera because he does. He said it himself. He made a joke about it. But he really does want to fight crime worse than he does the publicity. He just doesn't mind the publicity right. When he does stuff like that, which we don't either when we're, sending pizzas to schools and stuff. God.
Yeah, we're right up there with Grady Judd.
Yeah, we're pretty much doing the same thing he's doing, right?
Yeah.
And just in a different kind of way.
Well, we're not really locking people up.
No, we're
setting them free.
Exactly. Drew's locking people out of the show if they're not a good caller. So.
I mean, just so far today, we've changed a young child's life.
Yeah.
We got a man. We helped a man get sober. I mean, we are changing the world.
And we let them know about Grady. Probably people didn't even know about Grady Judd's thing. By the way, the active shooting, there were shots fired outside the YouTube headquarters, I read, and that's all I've seen so far. As soon as Micah Grimes from NBC News tweets it, I'll tell you because he gets everything first somehow, and that's all we know right now. Active shooter reported at YouTube. I didn't even know where YouTube was headquartered.
I hope they let us skip all the ads now because of everything that we're going through because of the YouTube shooting.
We get free red. If you get a free red if everyone survives this shooting, I think everyone gets a free
Cobra Kai.
Free YouTube. What?
The Karate Kid thing's going to be on YouTube red.
That's the channel. That's the only channel they're showing on?
Yeah.
That's a ripoff. I don't want to watch that.
I know.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. To watch the new Cobra Kai thing, I got to watch it on my YouTubes?
Yes, sir.
But I don't want to do that.
This is what YouTube's doing to step into the game.
Well, get out of the game and let Netflix have no, Johnny and the Cobra Kai guys. Do or die. Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's okay. I appreciate the knowledge now, but that kind of ruins it for me a little bit.
We're looking at the live footage outside of YouTube. I don't see any ambulances.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking people out of the building one by one and searching them to make sure that none of them are the shooter.
Okay. All right. That's
They don't have the shooter.
I don't believe it
looks
so.
Like
oh,
not.
Active shooter.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like not. They're patting them all down. Ooh. All right.
I don't know what's going on the inside, but it doesn't look like if they said the shots were fired outside.
Right.
I don't see any. It doesn't look like anybody's been shot.
Let's take it easy with the dissemination of information.
We're not supposed. I don't. What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're just looking at the TV.
Just stare silently at the television. Okay. No conjecture. Drew Grubb Alive. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, there was an interview one time with Judge Grady.
He's not a judge. Like, well, he's a sheriff.
Judge. Oh, sure.
And everybody knows the line you're about to say. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. He above and beyond being a great sheriff. What a great interview he is. Right. Speaks well.
Glad he's not mad at us.
Yeah, I know. That's satisfying to know that we didn't do something to drive him away or piss him off. That's not you-know-who on one, is it? You'll give me the sign if it is? Okay. It is or it is? Oh, hold on 1 second. We got to box him out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Who?
Avocado Rocker.
He's up to calling the show for 4 straight hours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And he calls in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Wow. Does he have like something that clicked in his mind?
The
fact that he can go months and months and months, and then he just has an obsession with calling again?
You'd think that he was mentally unstable.
It's very...
Somebody said a word that activated
him. Yeah, something happened. It was probably me. I probably shouldn't have yelled at him.
The last time we talked to him, we even said how good he sounded and healthy, and that's all gone.
I know. It all disappeared.
You notice no guitar in the last 3 or 4 calls?
Yeah, and they've all been bad. Yeah.
He said he needs to talk to you, Kevin.
Is that what he said?
He said to Kevin. That's what he said.
Tell him to tweet me.
I gave him your number.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Perez Hilton has not been in the headlines for quite some time, but he had a remark about his kid potentially being gay that is the exact opposite comment that you would think that he would make, and it borderlines offensive, and it is the subject of today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay, next on Drew Garabo Live. Noble Crust tonight would be the Craft Cocktail Tuesday, $6 handcrafted cocktails all evening. Choose from the lemongrass gimlet with infused gin, lemongrass, lime juice, thyme, grapefruit, and citrus bitters, or the blue basilito with blueberry moonshine, blueberries, basil, lime juice. Both of those $6 handcrafted cocktails all night at Noble Crust. While you're there, please enjoy the seasonal Italian with Southern Soul. The pork ossobuco is amazing. Probably the best ossobuco you're going to find, in my opinion, anywhere. Four cheese grits, honey roasted Brussels sprouts, pecan gremolata, and regatta salt. For an appetizer, grab the gnocchi. It is amazing. Everything they can make fresh, they do. They grow their own greens in their facility out at Fat Beet Farm. It's an amazing facility. You'll have all kinds of information on that coming soon. And make sure you top off your meal with Plant City strawberries, olive oil shortcake, Prosecco creme anglaise, and whipped cream in the form of their strawberry shortcake. Every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it is a Southern weekend brunch. And again, their food is seasonal Italian with Southern Soul. Three locations for you. The OG on 4th Street in St. Pete, where we had our first ever Drew Garabo Live brunch. They're in Wesley Chapel as well, and their brand new location in Carrollwood. Seasonal Italian with Southern Soul is Noble Crust.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. If it's happening in Tampa Bay, we're talking about it live and local. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Traffic update.
Brought to you by Wawa. Northbound 275 on the Howard Franklin Bridge, an earlier wreck before the hump in the clearing stages. Still going to take an extra 20 minutes to get across, but you can take Courtney Campbell Causeway or Gandy Bridge instead. They're both running up to speed into Tampa. Pasco County has a wreck. Northbound 75 just before 275. That's been moved to the shoulder. Still seeing delays all the way back to Morris Bridge Road. Right now at Wawa, any classic hoagie is just $4.99. So if you're in the mood for something delicious, get a classic hoagie. Whatever you're craving, they'll make it for just $4.99. Gotta have a Wawa. I'm Monica from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Florida law requires you to call and seek medical treatment within 14 days of your auto accident. Pass Spinal and Medical Centers provide the best medical care. 16 area locations. 1-800-618-PESS. Don't stress. Call PESS. 1-800-618-PESS. Sab L'Espanol.
It's Mirage March at Jenkins Mitsubishi. Not an optical illusion Mirage, the 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage. Jenkins Mitsubishi is offering you the 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage starting at just $7,995. The 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage from Jenkins Mitsubishi gets up to 43 miles per gallon and has a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Seeing is believing, so stop by and see the all-new, fuel-efficient 2018 Mitsubishi Mirage starting at just $7,995. Visit Jenkins Mitsubishi, where the deals are real. 84-month financing, $3,000 cash down with approved credit. Offer doesn't include destination and handling. See dealer for complete details.
Oh, love is in the air, and there's no better time to think of a spring engagement or upcoming birthday than now, because it's a spring clearance sale at the Golden Diamond Source. Steve and Julie Weintraub, they're making room for new inventory, and they have tagged certain items up to 50% off. Plus, they're offering 5 years no-interest financing. That means you can get a $5,000 diamond engagement ring for only $83 a month. And if you're looking for something that's special, you can go now to the Golden Diamond Source, as their spring clearance sale is only happening from Good Friday to Friday the 13th. So you only got a couple of days to get in there. Steve and Julie Weintraub have one of Tampa Bay's largest selection of hand-picked diamonds on site, as well as an incredible selection of fine jewelry to fit anybody's price range. It's where I send all my friends to get in their engagement rings, because there truly is something for everybody in their price range, and they have the diamond savings account. So when you want to upgrade your ring, you get the full amount you paid towards your next diamond purchase. It only happens at the Golden Diamond Source. Don't miss a spring clearance sale while you shop local at the Golden Diamond Source. Family owned in the same building they've been for over 30 years. If you're looking for a diamond, make sure it's a Golden Diamond Source diamond. 3800 Omerton Road in Clearwater, and always online at GoldenDiamondSource.com. Tell them Mike Altus.
Over the last 100 years, cutting corners has become a way of life. Quality has gone out of the clothes we wear, the very foods we eat. People have reluctantly accepted good enough. At Boar's Head, our family has never gone along with this. For 5 generations, we've had an unwavering commitment to quality. Exceptional ingredients, time-honored recipes, hand-trimmed the old-fashioned way. You see, for us, good enough never has been, nor ever will be, good enough. Available at your local Publix deli.
If your windshield breaks, call Glass Doctor first. He'll fix it fast, and they handle the insurance claim for you. Ask about the zero-cost-to-you windshield replacement service in all 10 Bay Area counties. You see a chipped or cracked windshield, we see it repaired or replaced by specialists at a place of your convenience. Our Glass Doctor specialists use OEM quality glass, special sealants, and a 28-point installation checklist. If your windshield is damaged or broken within 12 months, they'll replace the glass for free. That's the Glass Doctor exclusive G12 Road Hazard Guarantee. Visit GlassDoctor.com for information on repairing or replacing your windshield.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your pain. Oh, yeah.
License number CMC 1250555.
Have you been contemplating replacing your AC system, but you just aren't sure if now is a good time to do it? You know, most people think because it's hot outside, it's going to cost more than other times of the year. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Hi, I'm Darren from Unique Services, and we have an AC system that uses so little electricity, it pays for itself. And right now, you can own that system for less than any other time of the year. Between Unique and manufacturer's rebates, you'll receive up to $2,000 instantly on the system that we like to call the freebie. In most cases, your power bill goes down so much it pays for itself. Plus, get no money down, zero interest financing for 60 months with no payment until September, and a 12-year parts and labor warranty. I know that sounds too good to be true, but it is true. Up to $2,000 in instant rebates, no money down, 60 months, zero interest financing with no payments until September, and a free 12-year parts and labor warranty? Yeah, you've got to call Unique today at 877-914-6888, and let's see if your new AC system could be a freebie.
Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC on Bay Road in Sarasota is very serious about getting you in the right vehicle at a great price. There are three things you need to know this month happening here. 1. Guaranteed credit approval for everyone. 2. Save $10,000 off Silverados and Sierras. 3. They pay top dollar for your trade. Everyone needs to know these three things. Shop sunsetgm.com or visit 1800 Bay Road in Sarasota. Chevrolet, find new roads. GMC, we are professional grade. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
So it was Larry's turn to choose our vacation this year. Stop, I know, but he did good. He did really good. It was fun. He chose a Carnival cruise to the Caribbean, so I figured there's that. But there's also breakfast on the deck with that ocean view and sunning poolside and this little cantina with homemade tortillas and an outdoor whirlpool and this amazing piano bar and a casino and there's a lip-sync battle. Turns out Larry's awful at singing, even when it's fake. And there's an IMAX theater and an alchemy bar mixologist crafting drinks to match your mood and Cozumel. Oh, snorkeling in Cozumel and massage and live shows and a spa and sky rides. Oh, they're like bikes, but in the sky. Just amazing. And the cherry on top? The cherry on top dessert shop.
And all this starting at $259 sailing from 5 Florida ports. Book your Carnival cruise now by calling your travel agent.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.